Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hello again, neighbors, and Happy New Year to you. Hope that 2022 has started off well for you. We're ready to get right back into our Press On studies and hope you are as well. You know, in the history of movies, there are some sequels to the original that we may feel would have been better off never being filmed. As we pick up in these new studies for the new year, we are now studying the book of Acts, or the Acts of the Apostles, which is the sequel to the Gospel of Luke, which is the study that we just concluded a couple weeks ago. And when you look at the end of Luke and the start of Acts, you can see that it's really a continuation of the story, and for good reason. One religious writer, F.F. Bruce, said that Acts was originally, quote, part of a two-volume set called History of Christian Origins, or Beginnings. In fact, like Luke begins in Luke chapter 1 and verse 3, referencing to Theophilus, he does the same here in Acts chapter 1 and verse 1. And so you might ask, who is Theophilus? Well, I don't know. And I don't know how anyone could be any more sure than that. There are theories, and when you look at the breakdown of the name Theophilus, it could be translated to mean one who loves God, or one who is loved by God, or friend of God, or dear to God. So one may believe that Luke is writing to anyone who is reading this, who loves God, and of course, when it's all said and done, here we are today, and scores of folks who love God have read Luke's writing here in the book of Acts. But initially, it well could be that Theophilus was an individual. But still yet, I don't know. But this is clearly a continuation of his work from the Gospel of Luke, as we are right back to the scene of Christ and his ascension. From that point forward, it was the apostles who would take on the task of sowing the seed of the kingdom, preaching and teaching the gospel message of Christ, pointing to both his death and resurrection. So with that very brief introduction, let's read Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Acts 1, beginning in verse 1. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach, until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So we're going to get another day out of this ascension scene with Jesus in verses 6 through 11, especially since we needed to at least give some sort of introduction to the book today. But in the first five verses, we see that Luke provides a brief summary of what he's reported on the ministry of Jesus, and then he brings us back to the post-resurrection and ascension scene. Simply stated, Jesus is preparing his apostles for his departure and their impending gospel work. He has specific instructions for them in the meantime, but he also has a specific help ready for them. While Jesus would be leaving the world, the Holy Spirit would be provided as their helper and guide for them in preaching the word and building the kingdom. And so I hope that you'll see that the book of Acts is an exciting book, and I'm excited to share in this study with you. And as we start this new year, I hope it's known by everyone that listens that any time that you want to study really anything about the Bible, if you would like a one-on-one study or have any kind of questions, please don't hesitate to contact us. I'm willing to do Bible studies with you in person, over FaceTime or Zoom, or however you want to do it. And so anytime that I can be of service to you, I love getting to talk about the Bible and talk about Jesus. And so if we can do that, please let me know how I can help. But for now, thanks for listening. And Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow with more Press On. Press On is a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and can be contacted at 270-274-4451. For more information, give us a call or find us online at beaverdamchurch.com and facebook.com/churchofchristbeaverdam. More Press On episodes are available for free on our church website and several top podcast platforms. Just search Press On Bible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and let's press on.